I'm so excited to have my first guest join me this morning. They're difference makers, visionaries that are addressing what I think might be the most important next steps for our kids with regards to education and combining technology to make their experiences so profoundly important and moving that at a young age, they can make decisions about career options that are available to them. And I say that in this context. Field trips, when I was a kid, was really important. And this isn't just about that, by the way, but they were really, really important because it gave students an opportunity along with, you know, chaperones, parents, educators, to go visit a job site, some type of a career, and get a firsthand look at it, almost a hands-on kind of thing, and get a sense of if it's a good fit for them. And then over time, with their counselors, their parents, et cetera, they could weave through this decision-making process. It can be confusing, by the way. Well, that's changed a lot for a variety of reasons. And were it not for visionaries, entrepreneurs like my guests that I'll get to in a second, that had this great idea that morphed and they pivoted and they came up with this brilliant concept. And I'm so darn excited about it. So I'm going to let them talk more about Be More Colorful. I have the co-founders, entrepreneurs that started this in the studio, by the way, Matt and Katie Shosey. Matt and Katie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike, we're doing really well.
Morning.
Thanks good to see you. So tell us a little bit about Be More Colorful, how it started, and then we'll talk about where it's going from what I'm just said to the folks.
Yeah. So Be More Colorful is a virtual reality and immersive media production company that's focuses on creating workforce development experiences or workforce development solutions. We create community virtual tours and virtual reality experiences showing off what it's like to be in a small town, in a downtown. And so that's part of the business. The other part that's actually really growing quickly is we create immersive career experiences that show a day in the life of what different occupations are. We bring field trips and job shadows to students in the classroom or career seekers.
Okay, so let's pause for a second. So you just heard that the thing that I'm most excited about is just a piece of what you do at Be More Colorful. And Katie, this was really your idea in the beginning. You had this concept that you talked to Matt about at one point in time and said, what do you think? And I might be, you know, dumbing it down too much, but that's kind of what happened, right?
Yeah, what it was is I was laid up due to a back surgery and we were looking at houses and I was online and just wasn't quite getting a good idea of what the houses actually looked like inside. So I just started looking for different options and I came across this 360-degree media spherical photos. And it just kind of went from there. I said, Matt, we can do something with this. And together we just went all in and started making things and trying things and...
And here we are. And that's almost 7 years ago.
That would have been eight years ago. Now it was 8 years ago that you had that back surgery.
Wow.
And I was lukewarm to it at the start. Katie plays down her role in this. She had to really do some convincing. And it's as we looked at it, it was like, wow, yeah, she found the platforms, she found the technology that we're gonna use to capture the equipment. She had she's got the visual and artistic know-how to be able to make this happen. My background's in math and business. My artistic sense is not there. That's all Katie.
And now when you say math and business, you don't necessarily mean business in terms of entrepreneurial. Neither one of you were really entrepreneurs at that point in time, eight years ago. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. When Katie, well, rewind almost 20 years when Katie and I met. We met in speech class. It was our sophomore year in freshman speech class. We we'd been both been avoiding it because we hated public speaking. We were terrified of it. And when we started the business, Katie says, you can go and do all the speaking engagements. And I had my MBA, so I'm thinking, oh yeah, let's start a business. How hard can it be? the last 8 years have been a pretty steep learning curve. We've learned a lot, made a lot of successful and unsuccessful pivots, finding the right path for us.
And along the way have made great sacrifices like every entrepreneur, right? So just for the record, you're not alone when you say you didn't like public speaking. Anybody that in the beginning says they like public speaking, that may be a real fact-checking opportunity for somebody. You can grow to love public speaking, but most people don't like it. So it started out as maybe in the home shopping realty space, but over time it morphed into something else. How did that happen?
Well, to start, we thought that residential real estate was going to be our game. And part of Katie's story, I mean, she was laid up after back surgery, but it was painful for her to get up and decide what to go see. And so we thought that, hey, this is a great opportunity to help solve a problem for us, potentially solve a problem for other people in the residential real estate industry. And this was back in 2016, and we were a bit too early at that point for it to really be something that took hold. And we also kind of realized that solving that problem, we're not having as big of an impact as we'd really like to have it. I mean, it's a valuable tool. Real estate agents now have their own cameras. They can, you know, a lot of times do this on their own with some really good platforms that are out there. But we weren't solving a big problem that helped a lot of people. And that's really the space that we wanted to be in. So we started saying, you know, what can we go and create? And that was when on a whim, I kind of said, hey, Katie, you know, we should let's go do a fun one. Let's just go do something different. What about one of the pumpkin patches in town? And so we ended up calling up Mike Halverson, who is the owner. He and his wife, Mindy, are owners of Buffalo River Pumpkin Patch in Glendon. And we're explaining this technology that we've got and this cool virtual tour that we could create. And I'm sure I sounded like a crazy person talking about all these things that no one's really ever heard of at that time. And I said, could we come out and create a virtual tour experience out there? And we just want to do it for the practice, just for free. And he said, yeah, you can come out and take some pictures if you want. So we packed up the gear, went out there, took a bunch of 360 photos to show off. Not just the pumpkin patch, but also the horse-drawn carriages and the straw maze and the petting zoo and all of the things that they have to offer that are way beyond just picking out a pumpkin. And what do we get, Katie? I think they gave us free admission and free pumpkins that year for a thank you for the tour, which was awesome. It was the first time anyone gave us anything of value for our services.
Well, let's pause right there, because when we come back, we're going to go from pumpkins to education, and we're probably going to put something on Abby's face here in a couple minutes in terms of immersive experience. Mike Seminary sitting in for Joel Heitkamp on News and Views Radio Network, local studio line 701-237-5948, toll free 1-800-880-5346. Before the break, I was visiting with Katie and Matt Shosey, the founders and entrepreneurs and visionaries behind Be More Colorful. We were just going to start talking about the part of what they're doing that so excites me with regards to, I'm going to call it, immersive experiences, experiential learning, field trips coming to you instead of the old way. And then online we have, waiting in the wings, my good friend and executive director of Marketplace for Kids and Marketplace of Ideas, Bob Heitkamp, who you guys know as well. Before we bring Bob on, share with us how you pivoted to what I'm so darn excited about, these opportunities for kids. And I'll look at you first, Katie. Kids to have a field trip experience either in the classroom or at home instead of going to a place of business? How does that work?
Well, so it started, Katie, when you, Katie had originally actually presented at 1 Million Cups, and the pumpkin patch story actually kind of ties into that. After you were finished speaking, do you remember when Mike stood up?
Yes, Mike from the pumpkin patch. He says, I don't have a question. I just want to tell you that this year we haven't had anything different with marketing or advertising except for your virtual tour, and gate admission was up 30%. And he just stood up and told us that at the presentation, and that was really encouraging. And then we figured that, oh, maybe there's a better use for this, and we can start doing some more community things. And then after that, we found a demand for careers, and it just kind of formed.
Yeah, it's kind of snowballed from there. We started in travel and tourism. Katie and I attended North Dakota Travel Industry Conference in 2017. It was our first year attending that conference, and started to get some interest there. And it was actually at one of those travel industry conferences that we just pitched the idea to Michelle Comer, who was the director of commerce at the time. And we just said, hey, what if we use this technology to help fill some of those in-demand occupations across the state? And she said, well, you need to come talk to the Workforce Development Council. So we went and presented there, and we got our first two recruiting experience projects out of that meeting. Both Don Schilling with General Equipment and Supplies and Jason Ellert with the North Dakota Building Trades Unions approached us afterwards and said, we need this. There's not a great way for us to show what a day in the life of a diesel technician is like, or what a day in the life, or what's it like on an active construction site.
So let's shift to how does the technology that you put together work for the private sector and then educators and students, and then we'll bring Bob on.
Yeah. So for the private sector, the businesses that we work with who are featured as our industry partners, they get a copy of a VR experience that they can use to show what a day in the life of their occupations is like, a field trip that basically they can bring with them to career fairs. On the education side, this is something that can be accessed in the classroom, either through VR headsets or on standard devices through the virtual technologies that Katie started with back, you know, eight years ago.
Bob Heitkamp, Mike Seminary, sitting in for Joel Heitkamp. How are you this morning?
I am just fine, sir. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. Everything's good down in Manador?
It is. It's actually not snowing, and it's really not blowing. I took a little drive this morning, and I could actually go down the road this morning.
Well, there you go. So you're familiar with Be More Colorful, Matt and Katie, because you've been involved in this space a long time with kids traveling the state, putting together, I'm going to call it field trips of sorts, but share with us what you're doing with Marketplace for Kids, and we're going to go into a hard commercial break here in a moment, and how you came to know Matt and Katie at Be More Colorful.
Well, Marketplace for Kids teaches entrepreneurship and career awareness to students in grades 3 through 8. That's it. And we do it all across the state. We're always looking for new presenters. And I can't remember, Matt, how's it going, by the way, and Katie? I don't remember. I think I called you about a video or something, didn't I?
I want to say it was about 4 years ago that you started calling, and we weren't quite sure what Marketplace was. We weren't quite sure how we fit in with it. But you were persistent.
About an hour and a half later, we kind of come up with a plan, and a couple calls later, Matt thought this would be a great idea. You know, we'd like to come to all of yours. So we signed him up, and he's been with us ever since. So he has a class that we call CareerView XR at every education day now. I don't think we have a virtual one, though, on our virtual list, Matt. We got to work on that.
So. Well, when we come out of this commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how that experience works, how it complements what you're doing at Marketplace for Kids. I'm Mike Seminary, sitting in for Joel Heitkamp on News and Views, the radio network. We've been talking about technology, education, field trips, and how all of this over time changes because of technology and visionaries. Started out visiting with the co-founders of Be More Colorful, Katie and Matt Schulze, and then brought Bob Heitkamp on, my friend, who's the executive director of Marketplace for Kids and Marketplace of Ideas. And back to you, Bob. How have the sessions this year been going? And I'm assuming there are some coming up in terms of Marketplace for Kids. Am I correct?
You are correct. We actually have been going absolutely great. We've had some record number registrations. We were down in Fort Yates, which was a new education day this year, 2 weeks ago on the 24th of February, something like that. And then we just got back from Botano and Dickinson, which numbers were both up drastically. So we did lose a little bit of student attendance due to weather at Fort Yates and Botano, but Dickinson was all there and everything is good. We are in Fargo at the Microsoft campus on April 11th and 12th. The registration is still open for that if anybody's interested. I think we do have some spots left yet. We're in Williston on April 21st and Wapton on May 16th, and then it's time to do grant work again.
Bob, I think that Marketplace for Kids is so critically important. As you know, I was involved for some time, probably over the course of my tenure of working with Marilyn, your predecessor. I probably was in front of 30,000 kids over that 10-year period, and I call it the field trip comes to the either the school or whatever the location is, because kids get to see 20-22 minute breakout sessions of a variety of careers, and it's just critically important. And it's much more than that as well. One of my questions for you is in the entrepreneur you are, and in the manufacturing and construction backgrounds that you have, how are you seeing the use of technology, which we'll talk about here in a moment, in this case, virtual reality, how are you seeing that impacting attendance, interest level on the parts of educators and kids, and how are you incorporating it into Marketplace for Kids?
Well, we do a lot of that. Mainly, we are a huge component of new technology, proponent, I should say, of new technology and that kind of stuff. I'm a firm believer that kids need to learn 2 to 3 times as much information as we did, when we were younger. And the huge thing about that is they don't have the time to do it. We got to get them in front of this stuff sooner.
Yeah.
North Dakota State Electrical Board director called me about 4 or 5 years ago and said, we're going to have some issues. He said, we need to get in front of more kids so we get more electricians out there. And he said, more kids faster and younger. And I said, well, I might be able to help you with that. So they, too, have joined us, with not one, but usually 2 classes at every education day. So technology such as MATS takes it to the next level. We can actually show kids about a career, right through his program and stuff, his headset. So normally when we set up an education day, we will go out into a community. Valley City is an example. Our first one there was there this year. We met with the Community Development Board, the Chamber of Commerce, a few business people in the schools, and asked them, what does your community need? Where are you short of employment? Do you have manufacturing? Is it agriculture, nursing, whichever it is? We'll get together and chat about that, and then we'll go out and reach out to the community, the business people and those people as well, and get them on board to come and do a class for them, and get those careers in front of those kids so they know what they have right in their own backyard. The more kids we can keep in that town, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned one trade, and in previous conversations with Matt and Katie, I'm well aware that they have queued up or teed up in their system almost every trade. And it gives, again, this virtual reality field trip comes to you kind of experience. And the one that I had the pleasure of experiencing was going into, and I liked it because my nephew does this for a living, going into a wind turbine from ground to up to the, what's that thing called again?
The nacelle.
I'm going to call it the house where everything is, all the controls, right? The nacelle. And it's an amazing experience. How long does it take for you to develop that wonderful technology and the use of it?
But it really depends on the complexity of the project. Some of the projects we can film in a couple hours, but then it goes into the post-production world, which is not my arena. That's all Katie and the production team that work on that. But boy, it can be anywhere from 20 to 200 plus hours from production to post-production to finished product. It really depends on the complexity of it and how much filming has to go into it.
So is this a good time to put that viewer on Abby?
Yeah, we can get that set up.
So she can have the experience. Are you going to use the wind tower, the same experience I had? So
we're doing this on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we're, what do we have? We have about 5 minutes before
5 minutes until weather. Yeah.
So we'll get to do that. Katie, you and your team produce the incredible content that I got to experience and see. How are you finding the talent that you need to help support this wonderful work that you're doing at Be More Colorful?
Well, we've been really lucky in that regard. When we first started looking for team members, we actually had people coming to us and saying, "Hey, I've seen you around. Is there anything I can do? You know, could I get in on this?" And it's just worked really great. We end up with people that are really excited about making these things, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Awesome.
We have a great team. Yeah.
So you're getting ready to strap that on her, Matt?
Yeah, I probably got a minute.
Okay.
Say, Mike.
Yeah, Bob, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to mention, you're talking about the wind tower one.
Yes.
That was one of the first ones I got to look at, too, and Matt and I got together. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I took the job I got, because I'm not going up there. I learned that in the first few seconds. Yeah. I'm not afraid of height, but I'm not going up there.
it was literally like being in it and up it, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Exactly. So...
Well, I've actually never done virtual reality, and I've wanted to.
Well, here's your opportunity.
I know, on statewide radio, you'll get to hear it. I mean, you won't hear anything, but
we'll hear you
right.
as you're experiencing right. it. And it looks like Matt's getting pretty close. Maybe I jumped the gun. Maybe I was way premature.
Yeah, you put him under a lot of pressure.
Maybe we have to do it after the weather and the commercial, but we'll wait and see. He's almost ready. So here are just some of the trades, and Mike Rowe in a public meeting said when he was in Fargo, you should invest in these guys. Auto technician, boiler maker, carpentry, electrician, as Bob just mentioned, fabricator, heavy equipment operator, HVAC tech, iron workers, masonry, mechanics, pipe fitter, plumbing, welder, mechanical drafting. Most of those are already in queue, teed up for your use at Be More Colorful. And one of the things that one can do, Katie, is you can go to the website and experience these in some form or fashion without having to have a headset on, right?
Yes, and that's actually a very important component to what we're making, is that this is available on any device just with a web link. You can get into any of the available experiences. And you don't need a headset. The headsets are good. They're very immersive. You get some 360 video in those. But the websites, it has not only the 360 media, but it has audio, and we call them hotspots that you can open and read about the careers, and just full of information.
And that's at bemorecolorful.com. Abby, you have the headset on. What are you thinking? Oh, there you go. I'm asking her a question. He has a headset on.
Is my mic on now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
I have no idea.
I can't see the board, so this is tough.
It is. Okay. We can hear you.
Oh, yeah. They can hear you.
That was actually solely based on feel. I tried to find my mic. I think I'm inside a wind t-
turbine.
Okay.
Looking at a little guy, play with some tools, do a little sum-sum. I'm not sure what he's doing. I have to spin around. Oh, God. This is tough. This is making riveting radio. Mike, you got... Oh, now I'm outside.
There you go. There you go. It is riveting radio.
Yeah, right? I think I'm on top of... I'm definitely on top of it now.
And can you look out? Are you seeing out or inside?
Yeah. No, I'm outside.
Huh. What do you think?
That's so cool. It's... I'm glad that I'm sitting down. Because otherwise, like, I have no semblance of where I'm at. I think it's over now.
Oh, that is wonderful.
That's so cool. Virtual reality is so fun. Thank you.
Matt, oh my gosh, I was not close to my microphone. Abby, thanks so much for participating. Mike Seminary sitting in for Joel Heitkamp on News and Views Radio Network. Local studio line 701-237-5948. Toll free 1-800-880-5346. And you can text us at 35270. We're visiting with co-founders, entrepreneurs, creators of Be More Colorful, Katie and Matt Schosse. And we also have on the line the executive director of Marketplace for Kids and Marketplace of Ideas, Bob Heitkamp. Bob, we before we went to the break, we had Abby trying out this virtual reality technology. She was so impressed with it. And you were talking a little bit about it, how you're incorporating it. Where do you see even more opportunities for that type of technology being incorporated in what you're doing at Marketplace for Kids? And how are the kids reacting to it as you introduce this type of thing to them?
Well, we got we do feedback from everybody at a Marketplace for Kids. You probably remember that.
Yep.
We get evaluation sheets from the teachers, from presenters, the students get report cards that we like to get back, and we have had nothing but 100% positive excitement about the program learning about jobs that way and everything. And I think Matt's already working on some of the even better places to put it is in like job service with some of those people as well. So we're kind of waiting for one special one for like nursing. I had to bring this little story up. When Matt gets his done for nursing, then we can have our nurses in our programs, you know, in our classes, do things a little bit differently. We had some in Valley City, I think it was, where some of the students, and I think they were taking out stitches or something, you know, in a plastic arm or whatever, fake ones, of course. Yeah. And I don't even think there was any blood, but some of the students are actually getting close to fainting. So, and my theory of that is you know what, if a student finds out that, you know, like I can't stand blood or I can't stand I'm afraid of heights and that kind of thing. Learning that at Marketplace for Kids is going to save that student hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long run. It'll save their parents, you know, college money, that kind of thing. And it's going to save colleges money, time and money, you know, by getting them down that right path sooner.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. We're running out of time. I go back to Matt and Katie. Oh. So with regards to the nursing and the next steps, real quickly, where are you taking it? And how should people tap into what you have available for them?
Well, first off, nursing is going to be launched in the next couple of weeks if it hasn't been already.
There you go,
that
Bob.
Has been produced.
Cool.
And we have, we've got a roadmap. We've actually got about 35 commitments from companies in the state to produce additional experiences. We're self-funding creation of those so that schools and job service centers in North Dakota and around the country can subscribe to this content that we've produced here in the States. We really view ourselves as a big part, a great component to solving North Dakota's workforce issues. And that's really kind of the core at of what we're doing and where we see our impact. Yeah. And we're just excited to be doing that. And we hope people go out, explore the sites, careerviewxr.com and bemorecolorful.com. We've got a lot of great stuff out there, and we're wanting to get more partners and get more schools lined up.
This is exciting. You're on the cutting edge of presenting immersive, lifelike opportunities for our kids so they can test and see what might work for them. And the world is their oyster, and you're making that available to them the old field trip, which we used to love, which is kind of almost a thing of the past, is now available through Be More Colorful in the technology. And it's also through partnerships like you have with Marketplace for Kids and Bob Heitkamp. Thank you, all three of you, for what you're doing for our kids and our future. You're plugging them in to exactly what they need in terms of experience so they can make decisions based on good information. What a wonderful opportunity these kids have. BeMoreColorful.com. I can't remember the website that Matt just directed me to, so I remember that. You're listening to Mike Seminary on News and Views. I'm sitting in for Joel Heitkamp.